You are listening to the Culture Coach Podcast. This is the place where CEOs and people-first leaders come to boost productivity, extinguish burnout, and cultivate a vibrant culture that reflects a fully integrated mission, vision, and core values. Get ready to take your culture to the next level. I am your host, Wendy Brand. Welcome back to the Culture Coach Podcast. I am your host, Wendy Brand. This is a solo episode today, so sit back and relax. It shouldn't be too long. I am taking on the topic today of workforce planning because I just think it's so important as we're coming up the backside of 2025 and thinking about 2026. One of the things that several clients have reached out about is workforce planning. And as you look at your strategy, looking at your workforce to make sure that it's aligned for what you want to achieve in the next year, 2 years, maybe you have a 3-year strategic plan, ensuring that you have the right workforce is critical and sometimes gets overlooked, honestly. A lot of organizations like to do strategic planning. They map out the business plan and forget about the people plan. And so today we're going to talk about the importance of having this workforce plan aligned with your business strategy and not forgetting to put that culture lens on it. So let's get started. First of all, when you want to look at your workforce and create a workforce plan, the first thing that you have to do is ask, what is the strategic business plan? So if there are three objectives for the year, business objectives, you want to align your workforce to those business objectives. And you'll want to start by taking your current workforce and categorizing it, putting it into categories based on those business objectives. So if the organization has three business objectives this year, maybe one is to increase sales, one is to cut back on expenses, and one is to introduce a new product. You're going to take those roles and segment them based on how they're going to drive impact against those business objectives. The next thing you want to do is to look at the roles and the individuals currently in those roles and determine if there is a skill gap. So do the individuals in that role have the skills that are needed to achieve the objectives that have been outlined? So is your sales team equipped to reach that exponential growth that you're expecting in the next year? Or does your product team or even your sales team understand the external environment in which the product is going to be introduced? Do they understand that client base, if it's different from the client base from your other product? May not be. I'm just making stuff up here, but you get the point. Do your current employees that are in those roles have what is needed to get you to your future state? So we're looking at, it's change management 101. What is your current state? What's your future state? And what do you need to get there? What's it going to take to get from the current state to the desired future state? And in this case, we're talking about the people needed to get us to that future state. So once you analyze the people, the skills, and then understand what skills are needed, there may be some learning and development, some training that's needed, or development opportunities that will be provided if you keep the same people that you have today. And so let's pause there and talk about the culture for a minute. I want you to think beyond the skills gap analysis that you're doing. Let's think about a culture gap analysis. Let's look at behaviors. Are the employees in that role aligned with your values? Are your employees engaged? Are they thriving? Are they burning out? And then which teams are modeling your ideal culture and which aren't? So we want to look at the behaviors across the organization. We want to look at the people to make sure they're not burning out. And we want to look at the teams to see who is living those values and who is not. And so one exercise that I've done that's been helpful when we're doing this workforce planning is to create a grid. And you have down the left side of your document, you have the names of the employees. And if you want to do a document by team or by department, to make it easier, depending on how many employees you have, down the left side, you have the names of the employees. And then across the top, you have the skills that are needed. And then you have the behaviors that are needed. And you could add a column about thriving or engaged, and you could add a column for the team as a whole if they're modeling the ideal culture. And so what you want to do is you want to go through that document and assess each individual to determine, do they have the skills, the future skills that are needed? So the skills at the top of the page are future skills that are needed for your ideal future state that meet those objectives, those strategic objectives that you will be trying to achieve in the next year. So you're assessing the individuals based on the skills that are needed and the values, behaviors, how they're engaging, and team dynamics. And so once you have that, you're able to look across the department, look across the team, look across the organization, and see where you have gaps. Where is there a need for development? If it's a skills gap, those are likely things that can help you highlight. If you have a learning development or training team, highlight for that team what's needed. If you aren't that big and you don't have a learning and development team, you're identifying training opportunities or development opportunities that are needed that you can outsource, use an external trainer, bring them in, or send people out to training depending on what that skill set is. And then one important piece is talent forecasting. So once you've identified maybe where you have some skill gaps, if you have some objectives that are different, dramatically different from what you've done as a business in the past, you will likely have new roles that need to be created. So regardless of whether the people in the current roles are the right people for those roles, you're also going to look and see what other roles might be needed. And in order to future forecast, you want to look at your leadership pipeline. You want to look at a succession plan, and you really want to anticipate for that growth. So for your recruiting team, or if you're not big enough to have a recruiting team, understanding what needs to be hired and creating a plan for, are they, in addition to the roles that need to be created, how does that break or build your hierarchy model? Are there more managers that are needed? Is there a director that's needed? Is there a new VP that's needed if you're creating a whole new product line? So really thinking about the organizational structure, what new roles might be needed. And then again, circling back to culture, you want to make sure that people that you're putting in leadership roles or that you're hiring into leadership roles, that they are culture champions. So as you assess people for promotions or being moved into those new roles or leadership roles, you should also be considering, just like we talked about in the grid, in the document where you're assessing the individuals, assess not just for skill, but also for culture behaviors, engagement, team dynamics, to make sure that you're getting the right people in the right seats. So this helps you to create not only a workforce plan, but creating that workforce plan feeds into several other plans. It's your recruiting timeline. It's your performance and promotion timeline. It means you may need to either let people go or look for other positions for them. And in this strategic workforce planning phase, it's also a great time if you do find either redundancies in roles or skills that are no longer needed, looking for areas with skill development. If they're a good culture fit, if they align with the behaviors and culture that you're looking to drive, then they may just need some skill development and be put into a different role in the organization. And then finally, I'll just add that, you know, there's ways to measure some of this. And when you look at turnover, you can look at turnover in high culture aligned roles versus low culture aligned roles. So are people leaving the organization that on that document on the grid with the behaviors, if they don't fit into that category, do you typically lose employees that aren't aligned with those behaviors that you're looking for in your culture? You can look at the engagement scores by department. That says a lot about the teams and their engagement level and the leaders that are leading them. And then we want to tie all of this back to strategic outcomes, productivity, profitability, innovation. As you align your organization with the strategic objectives, you begin to increase productivity and profitability and innovation because you're aligning the right people in the right roles to drive those strategic business objectives. So to recap, you want to assess your workforce based on future skills and competencies and culture fit for your new organization. What does your organization look like in the next year when you've reached those objectives? What do you need to reach? What skills do you need to reach those objectives? Once you assess the organization against those new skills and behaviors, possibly, where are the gaps and what do you need to do to fill those gaps? So what is your workforce plan to fill the gaps in the organization that you need to meet those strategic business objectives? The best time for you to do this workforce planning is as early on in the year as possible. Once you have those strategic objectives from the organization, now hopefully the HR leader and the CEO are sitting down together. They're all at the same table having these discussions so that that HR leader can go back and create this workforce plan quickly, aligned with strategy. So when the new strategic plan is rolled out at the beginning of the year, the workforce plan is there to support it. You don't want it to be lagging. If the business is going to be successful and reach their objectives, this workforce plan has to be in alignment, strategically aligned, and ready to go right out of the gate. So that's it. Just a quick episode. Like I said, want you to think about your strategic workforce planning as it relates to the strategic objectives of the organization for the next few years, and make sure that you're considering the culture. So you want to make sure that you've got the right people with the right skills, with the right behaviors to move your business forward. That's it. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join us next time. If you're interested in learning more about either of my programs that are launching September 1st, it's the Empowered CEO. That is a small group coaching program and strategic planning session for CEOs. It's just going to be about 10 people that we have. So it's a small group. So if you're interested, check it out now. It's culturecoachwendy.com/CEO. And if you're an HR leader interested in our program that runs September to December, you can check out more information at our free culture strategy planning session on Tuesday, August 19th. You can find that at culturecoachwendy.com/strategy sessions. Thank you so much for listening. If you have ideas, things you want me to cover, reach out to me, wendy@culturecoachwendy.com. Please share this episode if you know someone that may benefit from hearing it. That's it. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next time.